All right, with that, you've recorded the attendance?
Yes, I have.
Okay, fantastic.
Anthony.
So I'll call the meeting to order, and if I can get a motion to approve the agenda.
I move to approve the agenda.
That would be Mason.
No.
And that would be Madhu. Oh, it was Ina.
No.
Oh, it was Madhu, I thought I heard you.
I'm sure.
I think I recognize you. Okay, Betsy.
Aye.
Zena.
Aye.
Denise.
On mute, but I saw her mouth move.
Me too.
Can you get yourself off mute, Denise?
You're still on mute.
Yes.
Okay. I think my, it was stuck on my AirPod, okay.
We get a verbal aye? Give her an aye.
What was that? Sorry, were you, oh, you sound a little muffled.
Oh, approving the agenda, just need an aye.
Yeah, I didn't know you still needed an aye from me. Aye, yes.
Right. Yeah, Kennedy.
Aye.
Mason.
Aye.
Tracy.
Aye.
Anthony, aye. Agenda has been approved. I turn it over to Shrinaz for the open.
Thank you. So we have two great new people here. Andrew's going to be joining our board officially today, and Tracy's here on behalf of Blondo Elementary District, so thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Our opener is to walk around to someone you don't know quite so well, and I'll have two questions. You'll do the first run with one person, and then I'll tell you the second one. So right now, let's get up, get out of the season.
Can you
stop
right here, Madhu?
So the first question is, what are you learning about? If you're learning about something new or you want to learn about something new, this comes from Danielle. Please chat on that for 1 minute, and then we'll go to the next question. 1 minute each.
Very interesting. Having two
I
happily abandoned. I am really excited to just make a connection.
Okay, everybody, if you could rotate to someone else.
I think I may have my card. Let me grab it.
I might have mine when I sit back down. I'll give you mine.
I think we're supposed to rotate.
Okay.
If you have it,
yeah, right here. Yeah, right here.
Do we have another question?
Are you guys ready for the new question? Awesome. Okay, so the next question is, we're approaching the holidays. What are you going to be doing? Are you traveling anywhere? Sarah.
All right.
My folks are in Ohio, and when I
well, like in his voice.
Ohio's great to grow up in, but like the worst. Right. She wouldn't be one.
Okay, shall we get back and hopefully make this a super fast meeting? Sorry, Kennedy and Denise, thank you.
No worries.
My hope, oh, thank you. My hope is that this is actually going to be a fast meeting, but the part where we're connecting was a very important part, so thank you all. Jump in.
Okay, moving on. Do we have any presentations from the floor on non-agenda items?
None at this time.
Thank you. Do we have any presentations from the floor on agenda items? Man, you're looking sharp, looking for love. Yeah. I don't get the memo.
That's the way to make an entrance.
I was hoping to be like low-key in the back. I thought you were going to open it.
Yeah,
I
thought
you were going to come in.
Dave, do you want to sit at the table?
Okay, so no presentations.
None.
Good. All right.
The dramatic timing is like, are you going to make a presentation?
So we'll move on to the action. Slight change in agenda.
In order, yeah.
Yeah, so typically with
it's because we wanted Andrew to be voted on first,
it's
and
all
then
about
we can
you.
Jump
oh,
in.
No, kidding. I'm a little sarcastic. So, okay, so just so both Tracy and Andrew know, typically with the action items, we vote on them one at a time. With the consent items, we vote all at one time, just so you understand, just so you know the routine. So with that, the first action item is a less prospective board member, Andrew Ellen Bogan, did I pronounce that properly? Okay, to our board. And so I'll turn it over to Fernandez if she wanted to give any words.
So most of you have seen Andrew before. He's come to committee meetings. He's come to board meetings. And we're super excited to have him join our board. He has extensive experience serving on a board. He's training as an attorney, a lot of financial management experience, and very detail-oriented. So we're super excited. To some extent, I think his skill set is aligned with those of you who've been around for a long time. Those of Bruce Greenspan, who was on our board for 17 years and continues to serve on our finance committee and always asks good questions. Andrew has already started asking good questions about our budget, which is a really great resource, and has a lot of board experience with charter schools that we're hoping that he'll bring some expertise to. So he's come to board meetings for months on and off, and we're super grateful that, yeah, so super grateful that you're here in person for this and been on tours of campuses.
And I've spent some time and obviously reviewed your background, so really enjoyed spending that time getting to know you and also how impressive your background is, and I think you'll be a fantastic addition to the board. So thank you for being here.
Well, thank you.
Any words that you want to share?
Well, I guess I introduced myself in the past, so I don't want to be redundant. Fell into education and charter world by happenstance, by very good fortune in D.C. In 2016, and was on the board of a charter school there for the next 6 years, and was treasurer and helped refinance our original construction loan, and termed out, and my family moved out to LA recently, so not recently anymore, but at some point along the way there, and I have been very very much looking for a place to continue that work, and good fortune brought me here, so I'm grateful.
All right. Well, with that, I'll ask for a motion to vote on Andrew becoming a board member.
I will vote for Andrew.
Thank you, Madhu. Do I have a second?
I second.
All right, Madhu.
Thank you.
Steffi.
Aye.
Lena.
Aye.
Denise.
Aye.
Madhu.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Herb.
Aye.
Mason.
Aye.
Tracy.
Aye.
Anthony. Aye. Welcome. Moving forward, he will now be a voting member, correct?
Yes. Yes. So now you can vote on the consent agenda.
I have you on here as a voting member now.
Yes.
All right, fantastic. The action item B is the Sunshine Proposal. There's an EEU Sunshine Proposal and an ECS Sunshine Proposal. I don't know if anyone wants to provide insight, discuss.
Yes. Oh, do you want to know? They're largely boilerplate language for Sunshine Proposals for unions. These are the types of things that they're going to advocate for reform on. These are the types of things that we're going to counter report with them. We've already begun negotiations and have already received a number of proposals from them. We've received three, and they're expecting to give more at our next meeting, which is on
next
Thursday. We'll share more about that process with you guys shortly, but these are the two sort of boilerplate sunshine proposals that we need to put forth in order to begin the negotiations process.
And then these proposals were submitted in the previous board meeting's packet at the last board meeting in September. And they're also in this packet, and we're going to go into them in closed session and vote on them.
So are we to what are we voting
table
on?
Table it for now.
We're tabling it.
Closed session.
Okay. Yeah, so no action on B. Moving on to for consent items A through F. Once again, we will ask for a motion to approve, and then we will have any discussion on the items A through F, and then we will vote on them. In totality.
We're talking about consent items, you just said?
Correct, A through F.
Okay, I have a question.
Sure.
About Larson Communications. I think it was C. There was something about $200, $500 per new student that, like, how do we figure out that they brought us this student, or what does that really mean? I wasn't very clear on that.
Yeah, the $200 to $500 per new student figure comes from the Charter School Growth Fund. So they're like an national organization, and that's what they estimate that it costs to actually get a new student into a seat at the beginning of the school year. That's what all charters should be spending. So that's like a just kind of a broad recommendation. But within that, Larson Communications is the firm that we are highly recommending, because they have a proven track record. And as well, their costs are within that $200 to $500 range. Basically, what they do is social media marketing. So they privately target Facebook and Instagram and Google search. And then they're going to provide us a number of leads. So anywhere between 30 and 50 leads per month. And it's on us to convert them into applications. So that's how it works with social media marketing.
And they do their campaigns through like Facebook groups, so for parents and communities, or do they have targeted ways of
targeted ads on Facebook and Instagram?
Okay.
And it's targeted like by neighborhood, by all kinds of demographics.
Okay.
So they're the kind of the experts at doing that.
So then when do we pay out? Like, so they give us 30 leads until they become a student? It's $200 to $500, or is it 30 leads is $200 to $500 for those leads that are possible students?
Okay, so $200 to $500 is the proposed estimate from charter school growth fund that we should be spending for recruitment efforts. That's their recommendation.
Oh, I see, I see.
We are going to be paying a contractual fee for a monthly service delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that they will lead to a couple of hundred students who apply to join our school. And that'll make each of our lotteries more robust.
Yeah.
It'll make sure that our student population is more representative of the community we serve, and it'll give us a little bit more wiggle room as students leave for life situations that we can pick from a stronger wait list.
Mm-hmm.
In recent board meetings, so for our newer board members, we've gone over the fact that we've seen slight dips in our enrollment. A lot of that was caused during the pandemic. We chose to have fewer numbers of students during certain years due to the fact that we were remote and we were trying to manage the details of that. And so as a result, we have had lower enrollment. Each student is about $17,000 per pupil that we're receiving annually. So the expectation is that if we're spending up to about $500 per student, this is by far going to be beneficial to us as an organization. It's going to support our sustainability. But the also unspoken piece of it is that when you have a robust lottery and you have really strong wait lists and numbers of students, your student population looks more like the student population of the community. So right now we're struggling with the fact that we've seen a decline in African American students. We're hoping this will address that. We are also seeing overrepresentation of students with exceptionalities. We have one campus with 20% students with exceptionalities in comparison to 10% in the local community. That means that that campus has a much heavier load, and it's I respect Mr. Trejo, that's his campus. And so the staff are definitely stretched harder, stretched thinner in that campus. And so our goal is through this process of investing more in outreach to strengthen to increase the representation of our students.
Is it expected that they would, if you just like, generate something like 150 to 400?
That's the hope. We're also using internal strategies. We just recently recruited this amazing volunteer who was a Clifton Larson marketing and communications person who retired. She's 75 years old, but she's like this powerhouse human. And we're super excited to have her. She's already written a strategic plan for community partners that she wants to reach out to support. So that's covering social media. We have some community partners work that's going to be happening there, and then all of our outreach to students, families, community members, and local schools, which we've been doing for years, we're going to continue. So the hope is by having a multi-pronged system, we're going to get to about 150 on each wait list. That's our hope.
That's great. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any other questions on A through F? I do have one question for Jeremiah, which is A, do we need to ensure that only those voting were at that meeting? To verify if everyone can vote on A if they weren't at that meeting.
Yes, no, that's right. That's right. It should be the people who were at that meeting.
Can we validate who was at that meeting?
Yeah.
Just to confirm.
Let me look this a little bit up.
Or if you remember, if you were at the board meeting, you could say that I was at that board meeting, and you could say I approve all but A if you weren't, and recuse yourself from A.
It was the last board meeting, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
I think everybody was
there
except for Mason
there.
And Andrew, so you guys could all vote on it except for Mason. Right? Herb? Was Herb there?
I can't remember. Sorry, can you look at the I don't think I was on the 21st.
Okay, yeah.
Really
on a business trip.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, so Herb, Mason, and Andrew.
Correct.
And
Tracy.
And Tracy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'll do is then first ask a motion to approve A, and then we'll do A by itself, and then we'll do B B through F. I think that's what I
So then we just recuse ourselves.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
First ask for a motion.
That's one. Oh, yeah, but I need to ask for a motion for only those people on A.
Perfect.
Yeah. Awesome. So for consent item A, do I have a motion to approve? Okay, Madhu and Betsy. So, Betsy.
Aye.
Zina.
Aye.
Denise.
Aye.
Hey, Madhu.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Anthony. Aye. Okay, A has been approved. For consent items B through F, which includes everyone, do I have a motion to approve?
Zina.
Thank you, Zina. Do I have a second?
I second it.
Thank you, Betsy. Okay, Betsy.
Aye.
Zina.
Aye.
Denise.
Aye.
Madhu.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Herb.
Aye.
Mason.
Aye.
Tracy.
Aye.
Andrews.
Aye.
Your first vote. Anthony, aye. Consent items B through F have been approved.
Thank you.
Oh, there's additional action items. All right, now we're back on track.
Yes.
All right, we have one action item, which is approving the fiscal year 23 audit report, which is a draft.
For this one, Anthony, we will have to table it.
The auditors were
just about to finish the final draft. They have to do a few more notes, and we'll probably get it in the next 2 days.
Okay.
Looks like another clean audit, which is very exciting.
Yes. Thank you. All right, then we'll move on to upcoming dates and announcements.
We have a board meeting coming up on January 25th. We will have a principal presentation for you guys and hopefully share a little bit more about what's going on. We know this is a quick and fast board meeting for you guys, and I know that part of what brings you here is connecting to the school, so at that one we'll definitely be hearing more. And then just if you could make note of the committee meetings for everyone. If you're not currently serving on the committee and interested in serving on a committee, please reach out to us and let us know.
We'll move on to appreciation.
I think that we could do appreciations at the end of closed session, given the fact that everyone is here, who's going to be here, except for Dave.
Yeah, Phyllis, you're going to kick me out. You kick me out. I was expecting a row of principals back here with me, and so
I wrote an email. I was going to
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you for.
I have my Starbucks. So I'm here. When I gotta go, I will gracefully exit. I don't know about gracefully, but anyway.
I'm happy to report that it is fine.
There we go. I will continue my work.
Thank you, Dave, for all that you do.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
You look exactly like your AI creator.
I was inspired by that. Yeah.
Okay, when we transition to closed session,
thank you, Dave.
Everyone knows we will stop the recording. We'll go into closed session, and then once closed session is finished, we'll reconvene, start the recording, and continue with the remainder of the meeting. So, with that, do I have a motion to adjourn to closed session?
Move, Betsy.
Thank you, Betsy. Do I have a second?
I second.
Okay. Betsy.
Aye.
Zina.
Aye.
Denise.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Madhu.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Thank you. Herb.
Aye.
Mason.
Aye.
Tracy.
Aye.
Andrew.
Aye.
And Anthony. Aye. We will adjourn to closed session. Okay, we are reporting out of closed session, and there was a unanimous vote to accept the ECS Sunshine proposal. All right, with that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I have a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Dean. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, Betsy. Zena.
Aye.
Denise.
Aye.
Madhu.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Herb.
Aye.
Clayton.
Aye.
Tracy.
Aye.
Andrew.
Aye.
Anthony. Aye. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you all for being here.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I hope you have happy holidays.
Thank you.